Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Tuesday, March 10th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 96, the first paragraph, Do Not Be Discouraged. And we're reading that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Jennifer H., The 12 Traditions, Laura R., and the readers of the text are Kara L. and Ramona A. The share ID for Monday, March 9th, yesterday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 14,230. That's 14230. And for this morning's meeting, Tuesday, March 10th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 14,235. That's 14235. Our newcomer greeter is Kaylee R., and our announcements coordinator is Leslie M. Thank you all for your service. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Add a Vision for You Big Book Study. Our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Jennifer H. to read the 12 Steps. Good morning, Jennifer. Jennifer, can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you, Jennifer, for doing that for us. And I'll now ask Laura R. to read the 12 Traditions. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mo. This is Laura R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Greeley, Colorado. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Thus, problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. B, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Laura R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 96, the top of the page, the first paragraph, beginning with "Do not be discouraged." And I will now ask Kara L. to get us started. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, my friends. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Do not be discouraged if your prospect does not respond at once. Search out another alcoholic and try again. You are sure to find someone desperate enough to accept with eagerness what you offer. We find it a waste of time to keep chasing a man who cannot or will not work with you. If you leave such a person alone, he may soon become convinced that he cannot recover by himself. To spend too much time on any one situation is to deny some other alcoholic an opportunity to live and be happy. One of our fellowship failed entirely for the first half a dozen prospects. He often says that if he had continued to work on them, he might have deprived many others who have since recovered of their chance. Good morning. My name is Kara L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. This paragraph, I do have a lot underlined, and it reminds me that, you know, I'm working with others for a couple of reasons. One of the major reasons is so that I can stay spiritually fit, because when I'm working with others, it gives me the opportunity to reread this Big Book over and over and over, but also because I've been instructed to work with others. I'm not working with others so that I can bring them to recovery, because it's not me that's going to bring them to recovery. It's going to be their higher power. And so early on, I heard something that I've taken, and it's really helped me with this, with what we're talking about in this paragraph. I heard a speaker on our special edition say, "I never know for what and for how long I'm to be in a sponsee's life. I don't know if it's for a week, if it's just for a sentence, if it's to bring them through the 12 steps, I don't know." So I think back to that every time I have a sponsee. I don't know. I don't know what God has for me in their life. All I know is that I bring them through the book to the best of my ability. When I'm with them, I'm as present as I possibly can be. And then I let my higher power do the rest, because it might just be for a sentence, or it might be to take them the whole way through. I don't know. And I remember when I started and reworked my steps, and the person I had reached out to, I was putting up a defense, and I was putting up, you know, an ego with it. And she very gently and quietly said to me, "Well, if this isn't a good time, maybe we can do this at another time." And oh, don't you know that that got my little, like, ooh, ego up, said, no, this is a good time. And we did move forward. And I'm so blessed today because we moved forward and I moved forward with a gusto, maybe a little bit of proven or wrong to start with, you know, but it brought me to a recovered state. And for that, I'm entirely grateful. I just try to remember to have compassion and kindness and do as my higher power would have me do in every interaction. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara L., for getting us started. And I'll just remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 96, the top of the page. Do not be discouraged. That one paragraph only. And I'll take names of those who'd like to share.
Janice P.M. Good morning.
Santa H.
Santa.
Brandy M.
Who are they? Came in together.
Brandy M.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. I think I heard a Lauren. Did I hear a Lauren?
M. B.
A.
Lauren M.
Brandy M.
Brandy B.
Matt F.
Who was after Brandy?
And
Sherry K. B.
Ann and Sherry. That's it. I got Ann. Did I get hear an Ann? Yeah, Ann B. And
yes.
Sherry K. B. I couldn't write fast enough. All right, let me see. I have Janice P.M., Santa H., Lauren, I didn't catch your last initial, Lauren, Brandy, the same, I didn't catch your last initial, Ann B., and Sherry K. B. All right, let's get started. Janice P.M., followed by Santa H. Good morning, Janice.
And good morning to you, Mo, and everyone online. My name is Janice P.M., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. This paragraph is a must for new sponsors, old sponsors, and it really says a lot. Do not, it's given us directions, very clear-cut directions. Do not be discouraged. And they're going to tell us why. And, of course, the first thing is this is from experience, then and now. Some of us have been in the program a short time and some of us have been in a long time. And it still applies to everyone, still applies to everyone. Don't get discouraged if people don't grasp at it right away or want this program. Because a lot of people, I know I just wanted to get thin when I first came in. To be recovered, well, not really, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that, I can't do this, I can't do that. So I have to remember that, first of all, I do not produce recovery. We're in the 12th step, and the second part of the 12th step says, after we've had a spiritual awakening, we try to carry the message, not the person, to recovery, because I do not have that power. No human being has the power. The best sponsor that you might think is, oh, I'm going to go to her because she's going to, or he is going to give me recovery. No, we can't do that. There's only a power greater than human beings can do that. We have to be desperate. I have to say, nope, I'm give up. The white flag goes up and I'll do anything. And so we just have to go along with that and try our best and trust our higher power that the higher power is going to do this, because we're not in here for a popularity contest. Now, if you leave the person alone, well, that might be a great thing, because my illness is going to convince me. I'm not here to sell a program. I'm not here to say, you know what, you do this and I'll get you this and I'll give you the outcome. No, sorry, but it's not like that. That's not what happened to me. And believe you me, I spent a lot of time in the beginning trying to say, ooh, let's give her one more chance. Ooh, maybe I can do this. Maybe I didn't say something right. Maybe I. Well, I doesn't do any good. I do the best I can. That's my job, is to carry the message of what happened to me, how I was, what I was like, what I finally surrendered to. And, you know, it reminds me of Bill. I think Bill has tried 10 times on calling people, and he didn't get anybody. He didn't stop. I think on the 10th call, you know, he found somebody that had the willingness. Okay. And, you know, and if he kept the people going that didn't want it, he would omit the chance of helping somebody else. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Janice P.M. Santa H., followed by Lauren, and I think it's A. Santa, good morning. Can't hear you, Santa. Star one.
You hear me now?
I can now.
I'm talking away. Good morning again, Mo, and good morning to my fellows. My name is Santa H. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater calling in from Montclair, New Jersey. And I thoroughly enjoyed the first reader share, and I love what Janice had to say. I can just diddle both of them. I just want to share my experience, strength, and hope. My experience with sponsoring. I've been sponsoring on and off for the last 6 years, and I found that sponsoring is a process, and it still is a process for me. I'm still growing and learning, so that's why I have to keep reading this. I remember when I first started working with Porter J's as a guide, I would say this out loud, and it was like, oh, this is so hard for me to do, because I was in so much ego, and it takes time for that my ego to start to diminish to where it is today. And it also comes from my experience of working with others, trying to carry the message to the best of my ability. And like was shared earlier, don't be discouraged if the process does not respond at once. You know, I was used to get discouraged in the beginning and thinking it was all me, something I said wrong, the person doesn't like me, my program, I don't know how to sponsor, my program is not good. All of that is just was my ego. It was just my ego and my disease talking. You know, and then where it says, you're sure to find someone desperate enough, but I had to be eager and I had to be willing to go to find someone. No one was going to call me up and say, Santa, are you a available sponsor? I had to do some legwork. And it's legwork that's required to find a guide. And even to this day, I still have to do the legwork. Always looking, trusting my higher power will guide me and lead me to that person. But faith is an action. I have faith in my higher power is going to lead someone my way, but I have to do the footwork. And where it says, we are sure to be discouraged, we are sure to find someone. And I find that when I leave a person alone and I just keep moving forward and I start off with, you know, I'm going to take you through the 12 steps, like what someone said, I you know, about the sentence and a paragraph or to the 12 steps, I always say everyone's in my life for a reason and for a season. And they're there to share their experience and talk with me too, and to help me hone my skills as a guide. And so I appreciate everyone that comes into my life, whether you're there for a season, whether you're there for, because you're there for a reason, and you're there for a season, however long or short that season is. I am so grateful, and grateful to this meeting, and grateful to all of you who share on this meeting. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Santa H. Lauren A., I believe it is, followed by Brandy M. Lauren.
Hi, this is Lauren A. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, very well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Lauren A., recovered in Minnesota. It's great to be on the meeting this morning. I listened to part of it, the early meeting this morning, and I heard some great stuff, and also just now listening to the first speaker and to Santa. I'm glad Santa mentioned the word ego, because that gets me tripped up in a lot of ways in sponsoring or being sponsored. Who are you to tell me what to do? But what I thought of when I first was listening to this earlier this morning was being a sponsor and letting go of outcomes with sponsees. But then I thought for a minute and I thought, well, this also applies to me being sponsored, because I got into OA more than 30 years ago, and I got recovery a little more than 2 years ago. So, you know, do the math. There was a lot of years where I just was not getting it, and it wasn't anybody's fault. And, you know, I came from AA, so I had no doubt that OA worked and that there was nothing wrong with the program, but that I just, you know, for whatever reason, I wasn't working it like I should have. So I'm glad that that there was a sponsor around when I was really ready, and I hope that I get some new sponsees that are ready to work and recover. And if they're not, I think of there's a line in the Bible about one person plants the seed and another one waters it and another one fertilizes it, tends it, whatever. I'm not sure exactly what it says, but it applies to 12-step programs too, that, you know, there isn't one person that's going to save me or I'm not going to save somebody else from their addiction. But it's going to be a process where maybe they hear something I said or something somebody else said, and that'll get them started on this healing process. And I'm glad to be in that process with all of you, and everybody have a great Tuesday. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Lauren A. Brandy M., followed by Ann B. Brandy.
Can you tell us where we read today?
Oh, sure. Page 96, top of the page, first paragraph.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry. Brandy, go ahead, Brandy. Sorry for the interruption.
Good morning. It's Brandy M., food addict, recovered in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I had to learn through personal experience on this one. I thought that, you know, if I got the right sponsor, if I got, you know, the celebrity sponsor, then I would be able to recover. And, you know, why wouldn't I be able to? Of course I would be able to. And that just showed how much I did not know, because this is obviously a God process, not a people process. What I know today is that person didn't continue to chase me down when I kept picking up the food, and they didn't continue to call me, and I would reach out to them and they would keep saying, you need to put down the food. And at first I thought that that was like really not very kind, but today I see it being clean, that with my sponsees, you know, they have to be willing to do this. And for me, ego did come into play a lot when I sponsored previously to my relapse. And, you know, I wanted to show like, oh, I have this message and, you know, here's how you do it. And that turns off people. And so, again, being a slow learner and learning through my own experiences, today I just carry the message. And we have so many people in our rooms that are still sick. And, you know, I show up every week to different meetings and I share the message of recovery. And, you know, people are starting to text and say they notice the difference and asking me questions. And, you know, I want to be available to them, but I'm not going to push this down their throat. I'm not going to, you know, tell them that they have to do it. I can do it in other ways and be of service in other ways. And so for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that my own personal experience just showed me how to be a better sponsor and that, you know, I don't chase people around and that they'll come to me when they're ready. And if not, then that wasn't God's will. So thanks for allowing me to share and hope everyone has a good day. Thanks, Mo.
Yeah, thank you, Brandy M. Ann B., followed by Sherry KB. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, this is Ann B., compulsive overeater, and I don't like the word recovered, but I have been abstinent 15 years. And, you know, this has always been a very important paragraph to me, because it says that if a person is not willing to work with you, then you drop them because they're wasting your time. And it doesn't say if they're not abstinent. And I've often felt that people are too quick to drop sponsees who aren't abstinent. But just yesterday, you know, I've had this sponsee who has, I don't know exactly what's wrong with her, but that she has some kind of mental illness, and she's not able to remember or understand anything I say or follow any directions, and she's very disorganized, and the communications I get from her are very random. And I finally told her, I can't do this. And I feel badly because she is, it's not that she isn't willing, it's that I truly believe she's not able in the sense that she has some kind of a disability. And I'm mindful of the fact that, you know, the Big Book says that people with these kinds of disabilities can recover, but I don't know how to work with her. And so I thought it was really fortuitous that that I picked up the phone today and came to this meeting, and that was the section that was read, because it seemed so on point with my own internal conflict about, you know, trying to work with this person and not being able to. And even the, and I don't think it's unwillingness. It's just that something's wrong. But, you know, I have had more experienced people say that, you know, if you can't help them, you can't help them. And I just can't. I don't know how to deal with her problem. So I'll pass.
Okay. Thank you, Ann B. And before Sherry begins, Sherry KB, I'll tell everybody where we're at. We're on page 96, the first paragraph. Do not be discouraged. That one paragraph only. And after Sherry, I will take names of more people who'd like to share. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. Thanks for so much for your service, Mo, and Team Tuesday. And welcome, everybody. Welcome on the line. Well, welcome home. Yes, this paragraph is fabulous to me because it helps me to not get discouraged when someone doesn't want what I can, how, you know, I can help them. And that's what I've learned through the years is that, you know, if they don't want to do the work, I don't know how it felt to be of service to them. I really don't, because it tells me earlier that I'm not their nurse, I'm not their doctor, I'm not their this, I'm not their that. I'm just a step guide. So I can only do what I know how to do, and that is to show somebody the directions in the book to help them get unblocked so they can get connected to their higher power and for them to fully rely on their higher power and not on me, get support from me but not rely on me. And so, you know, the ego is left at the door to me because all I'm doing is praying and asking God to guide and direct me on what to say to this person and take the directions in this book. So it's telling me, too, that this prospect, you know, that I can look for a prospect and offer them what I have, and I think about laying that spiritual toolkit at their feet for them to examine, you know, for them to look at, to pick up, and for us to do the work. And all I can do is tell them what I've done and hand them what I've done and leave God in this all the way through. And I don't want to waste my time with somebody who doesn't want to do the work because I need to stay recovered, and the only way I'm going to stay recovered is by helping people do this work, by going through the big book. And I, you know, I can tell them what I did. I can give them my experience, strength, and hope and say the only way I recovered was this way. You might have another way, but this is what worked for me, and this is what I know I can help you with. And, you know, you never know because I've had people come back and then say I'd like to go through the book. And they do talk about here about this is about Bill Wilson, and he tried, you know, half a dozen times before he realized what he needed to do. And I just, you know, it. And I don't want to deprive anybody who really wants to do this work because it's as I can't want it more for the person than they want it for themselves. And I always involve God in everything with the person, and maybe they need to go out and do more research. I don't know. Research and whatever you want to say about that. And so I know that it's not for people who need it or want it, for people who work it. And that's what I want to do. And thank you so much, and I pass.
Well, thank you, Sherry KB, and I'll now open the lines up for more people who'd like to share.
Shelly CR.
Okay, I got Barbara.
Shelly
CR. Shelly
CR.
Shelly SA. Okay, Shelly CR.
Ramona A.
Ramona A. So I have Barbara E. I have Shlomit Hanna. I think it's B. I have Shelly CR and I have Ramona A. I have room for some more. Maybe one or two more. Okay, we'll go with those then. Barbara E., Shlomit Hanna C. or B. I can't remember your last name. I'm sorry, Shlomit. Shelly CR and Ramona A. Barbara E., good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for all the shares. Wow. Yes, this is so much about ego. Yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. That was my queen baby ego talking. Today, I'm wiser, so all I wish to change is myself. But it says over and over again in all the chapters how imperative it is that we work with others. It even gives us a warning that we may go back to the food if we don't. It says it in the doctor's opinion as part of his rehabilitation. He commenced to present his conceptions. In Bill's story, when all other measures failed, I worked with another. And who did he work with? With Dr. Bob. That's the man he worked with. And then it says it again in There is a Solution. The man who's making the approach, who has the sincere desire to be helpful. But it's so true that not everyone is willing to raise the white flag of surrender and totally give themselves up to this program. I had to be desperate and down and hit a new bottom before I was willing to say, okay, I'm going to trust that there's a power stronger than me. Because I thought that. I thought I had the power, and I had no power. But there are people who will come to me and ask me to sponsor them, and I will gladly do it. And then, perhaps in step 4 or 5, or even in 8 or 9, they fade away, or they're just giving lip service to it. They're writing beautiful responses, doing all the work, but they're not really changing internally. And we know what changing internally is like. Giving up the food for me was relatively easy compared to giving up my character defects or being willing and ready to let God remove them from me. And I know that yesterday I prayed to God that the doctor I was going to would give me clear cut directions, just like in the book, and not just say, well, it's up to you what you do next, Barbara. And that's just what he did. He was firm, direct, kind, clear. My husband and son and I came away saying, okay, we know what we have to do. I'm not thrilled with it, but it's better than going to an oncologist. And that's the same thing with being a sponsor. Not everyone will want what I have to offer, and that's okay. That's just my ego talking if I want more. It's only after I've stepped outside myself that I begin to grow.
Time.
And that is so important. Thank you, I pass. Have a beautiful day.
Well, thank you, Barbara E. And now we'll have Shlomi Tana B. Good morning, Shlomi Tana.
Thank you, Mo. Sorry about the background noise. I'm moving to a quieter place. It is a holiday here, and my kids are all home. Thank you so much, Mo. It's wonderful to hear you. Thank you to the timekeeper. Thank you, everybody, for being on this line. And I love this paragraph. To me, it really is describing the boundaries that we should set as sponsors. I sponsored people for many, many years in OA. And I have to say that there were many times when my sponsees just weren't in a good place. I sponsored a lot of people like that. And they kept hanging on to me, and I kept hanging on to them. And I think it really created sort of a codependency between the sponsor and the sponsee. And first of all, you know, that's something that we don't want to get into as sponsors. And I think that that's, you know, something that is being addressed in this paragraph, because a sponsor is not a higher power. And it's very easy to get into that kind of relationship of ego. And let's face it, it's nice, you know. It does massage the ego when somebody really looks up to us, but that's really not what this is about. And to tell you the truth, you know, in retrospect, when I think about the sponsees, they really were in relapse. I don't know that I was really doing them any favors, because now that I am a relapse survivor, thank you, God, I recognize that there really was nothing that anybody could do for me. You know, I tried working with a lot of different people when I was in relapse. And there really wasn't anything that they could do for me until I was willing, until I hit such a bottom that God had to take me out of it. And it was extremely painful. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but it got me to where I am today. And I think that, you know, that sometimes by hanging on and on and on to these sponsees who just aren't in a good place, we're denying them that bottom. You know, we don't want to see people get hurt. You know, we know what it's like to suffer in this disease, and we don't want for people to suffer, but we really can't save anybody. That is God's job. God's job is to save. And the truth is that there are people out there that really do want to work this program, and they need our help. And by helping these people to work this program, then they continue to spread the message and to help other people recover. And who knows, maybe our relapsed sponsee needs the grandchild of the grandchild of the person that we sponsored that did recover. Maybe they need to hear a different message than the one that we're giving, for whatever reason. So thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Shlomi Tana. Shelly C.R., followed by Ramona A. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning. Good morning, visionaries. This is Shelly C.R., recovering compulsive overeater in northern Minnesota. And I really appreciate this paragraph. It starts out as a good reminder to me, remembering about how, you know, I was when I started. And that, you know, when I took a sponsor right away, you know, I didn't find abstinence right away. And so I wasn't responding. I wasn't ready to put down the food. And so ultimately, like when I'm sponsoring, I also need to remember, or if I'm just talking with someone, like someone doesn't necessarily, they're not necessarily at that place. And so, but there are other people out there. And for myself, I know that I had to reach out, and I was the one that, you know, if I wanted recovery, I needed to be responsible to call my sponsor, to check in, to do the things that she suggested, to follow, you know, the things that had worked for her. And so it was up to me. And so then therefore now when I sponsor, I also let my sponsees, like they're the ones that need to reach out to me and call me. I'm not chasing them down. You know, they're the ones that need to put forth that effort. Depending on where they're at, they might be able to do that or they might not. But all of it is the path of their higher powers choosing. It's not my place to do that. And so when I recognize that I am becoming discouraged or that I am becoming frustrated, I need to check myself, and I need to realize that I'm not turning it over to my higher power, and I'm not turning that relationship, and I'm not turning over all those things to my higher power as I, you know, can do within this practice, specifically step three, turning it over, letting go and letting God. And so, you know, again, this is just a really good reminder to me. And it's also helped me out professionally as well. This is, you know, something that I can take into other areas of my life versus me wanting to push everything on other people as I traditionally have done. And so this helps me practice. It gives me lots of opportunities to practice a new way of living. And I'm just very grateful to be here, grateful to be a part of this program, grateful to hearing all of your shares as well. They help me out so much. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you, Shelly C.R. And before I take Ramona A., I'll tell everybody where we're at. 96, page 96, first paragraph at the top of the page, do not be discouraged. And after Ramona, we'll be able to take some more people. So be prepared. Ramona, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, this is Ramona A. in Vermont and recovered compulsive overeater. I don't have a lot I can add to all these wonderful shares, you know, this seems like everything's been said, but my experience was when I first came into OA, I don't know why, I got a sponsor, I got abstinence, I went through the steps and I started sponsoring, and there were enough people around, it was face-to-face sponsoring, there was, you know, there wasn't any such thing as the telephone meetings at that time, and I think I got, maybe not consciously thinking, but I got this big shot feeling, you know, like, well, I'm sponsoring all these people and taking them through the steps. And then I had a long relapse. And when I came back, there was still that part of me that said, oh, I know, you know, I know I've been through this before. And so I didn't grow as fast. I didn't have the humility to grow as fast. But afterwards, when I really, really, you know, came back full force, 100%, then I said, you know what? I understand now that this is a deadly disease. I can't pamper the sponsees. Doesn't mean I have to be mean. And I don't have that tendency. Sometimes I stick with them and push them and whatever, thinking that, yeah, they're going to get it. They're going to get it, you know, but they don't. But recently I have, you know, just said, this is the work that we do. This is how I sponsor. And one came back and said, well, I don't want to do that much work. So that was honest. And I was glad for that, because I don't want to be soft with somebody and then, you know, and then see that they die in the illness. That doesn't work. So I also looked for the perfect way to sponsor. You know, there weren't many ways in 1990, but there are so many different possibilities out there now. And yet I know now that it isn't me, you know, that I take somebody through the steps and help them, you know, pick out their abstinence, their food plan, try to understand that. And that's what I can do, you know, and God does the rest. And I also have to pray before I speak to a sponsee and say, you know, dear God, please help me to know what is the right thing to say and the right thing to do at this point in time. So it's been a growing process for me. Nothing sudden. It's been a long process. And I hope I still keep growing, too. That's the wonder of in the steps. I love it. So with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ramona A. And so we have time for about two more shares. Who would like to share on this paragraph on
Jackie
the top
M.
of 96? Who was that, Jackie M?
Yes.
And one more?
Sheila O.
Sheila O. Okay, we'll take you two. So Jackie M. and Sheila O. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. You know, I'm kind of looking at this. I was thinking, you know, I don't have anything to offer because I haven't actually done the big book with anybody yet. But yet, I'm looking at this as do not be discouraged if your prospect does not respond at once. And I'm having problems finding a sponsor. And it also says to not get down if you're not finding a sponsee that that relates with you. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to get down if I can't find a sponsor that I relate to. So this is quite interesting that I just find it quite interesting that I'm willing to do the footwork and I'm willing to learn and I'm growing as I'm learning from this. And God's revealing things to me, you know, each day. And sometimes it's more than once a day. And it's like, wow, this is really awesome. And I'm just keeping the channel open. And it will come when God's ready. And I'm just going to have to be patient and wait. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing and calling and listening and, you know, taking one day at a time and being abstinent one day at a time. And I'm just so thankful that you guys are here. And have a great day. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Jackie M. Stay on the line. People announce themselves as sponsors at the end of the meeting. And Sheila O.
Hi, this is Sheila O. from Massachusetts, and I'm so grateful that I've been on the meeting this morning. I had been in relapse and coming out of it now, but I did so well last year, but I'm not getting discouraged. I just want to say that I think it's God's blessing for all of us. he puts us together in the right way at the right time, and that letting go of people is good and taking on people from somebody else is good. And in the end, it all works out. I was born with different medical issues since infancy, and I ended up with ADD and attention deficit, PTSD. And this has gone on for 78 years, and I came to OA in 1973. I can hardly pay attention, and I have a lot of memory loss, especially from the stroke many years ago. But, you know, I recover one day at a time the best that I can. And I have some medical disorders and a special diet and allergies. And, you know, God has provided for me, and he has given me people that I can talk to. And I have not always been willing, but when I'm willing, you know, people stay with me for a while, and then I recover again. And every time that I recover and have time that I'm abstinent is a blessing, just like it's a blessing for any other addict to be free from the heroin or the alcohol, if it's 6 months, if it's a year, if it's 18 months. You know, it's a gift that they have that time. So I consider myself like that. And I can't always get it, and I've been through the big book, and I've made my amends. And I just love the Lord God so much, and he's been so merciful to me to put me in this fellowship so many years ago, almost 52 years ago between all the programs. But I do have a lot of defects, and I'm sure I have a degree of mental illness and some, you know, forgetfulness and probably dementia setting in. But, you know, the Lord is good. And so don't worry about who you're going to talk to today or, you know, if you have to pass them along, because it's our good shepherd that's in charge. And I think sometimes we forget that. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. Oh, we have time for about a two-minute share if anybody has a burning desire.
Hi, this is Michelle R. in Ohio.
Okay, Michelle, you're on for about 2 minutes, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I can't believe what this share today. I had a sponsee, my first actually, and she was wonderful. We were doing great, and she realized she doesn't have this morning the time to commit to the program right now, but wants to stay in touch. And, you know, I was very clear that you are under no obligation. I don't want you ever to feel pressured. I wasn't forceful or anything, but I just heard Jackie M. and I want her to call me. May I give my number?
At the end of the meeting, after the recorded session, put yourself out there as a sponsor.
You got it. Thank you. But it just is amazing to me how each share every day applies to me and very much so probably everybody else. I get the shares when I need them. You know, I realize that the sponsee I had was awesome and wonderful, but she's a professional and doesn't have the time to commit, and I adored her, but I'm not taking it personally like I would have in the past. And I understand, and, you know, we just have to be there for each other when we're ready. And with that, I pass. Thank you for your service.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And so thank you all who participated in the meeting, whether you just listened or shared, and those who gave service for Team Tuesday, thank you very much. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And we'll, here we go. Ramona A., will you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Oh, hi, everyone. It's Ramona A. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.